Distractions have encountered serenity only thought to have been conceivable by solitude on an island far away, where the wind blows against your face like the Caribbean mist tantalizes your pores. It's always Leque. Get your taste of paradise now. www.lequeliqueur.com. That's www.lequeliqueur.com. Drink responsibly.
Welcome to another live broadcast of the eBuzz. I am your host, Carla B., and this is a very special broadcast tonight, y'all. If you're streaming live from our radio page, first up, it will be great if you can like us that little bluish Facebook like button. You know the one. Yeah, that one. Just click it. Okay, click it and like us. That's, you know, showing that you support us and all that good stuff. Also, if you have not already locked eotmblog.com into your browser, eotmblog.com into your browser, make sure you do, because if you don't, you're missing out on the 411 on all the entertainment news, celebrity news, and all that jazz. So please be sure to visit our official blog site and leave a comment on eotmblog.com. Our chat room is open, so come on in, y'all. Chat me up. If you don't feel like typing, you can call me 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. And I'm supposed to have a little bit of help tonight, but the lady told me she was scared. She knew that it was going to be so many people calling us from all across the country. She was scared. I'm just going to put it on blast like that. But, y'all, typically on the eBuzz, just in case you don't know, typically on the eBuzz, you would get all the breaking news and entertainment, politics, exclusive celebrity interviews, behind-the-scenes first looks for carpets, and Hollywood's hottest stories from the world of film, music, television, fashion, literature, interactive media, and more. Tonight, though, that's not the case. I'll be discussing a case that has sparked outrage across the country. A 17-year-old boy, Trayvon Martin, unarmed, gunned down by a neighborhood watchman, George Zimmerman, a man who was inside a gated community. Now, he's still a free man, and there has been just a flurry of 911 calls that's raising questions about what is a protector and what is a vigilante. So we got some 911 tapes that we wanted to share with you guys. So let's go ahead and put the first one on. It's a 911 tape from when George Zimmerman first called the police. So check it out.
Sanford Police Department, line is being recorded.
Hey, we've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy. It's Retrieve View Circle. The best address I can give you. This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie, like a gray hoodie, and either jeans or sweatpants and white tennis shoes. He's here now. He was just staring.
Oh, he's just walking around the area.
Looking at all the houses.
Okay.
Now he's just staring at me.
Okay. He said,
That's the clubhouse.
That's the clubhouse. Do you know he's near the clubhouse right now?
Yeah, now he's coming towards me.
Okay.
He's got his hand in his waistband. And he's a black male.
Okay. How old would you say he looks?
He's got a button on his shirt. Late teens.
Late teens, okay.
Mm-hmm. Something's wrong with him. Yeah. He's coming to check me out. He's got something in his hands. I don't know what his deal is.
Okay, just let me know if he does anything, okay?
Over here.
Yeah, we got him on the way. Just let me know if this guy does anything else.
Okay. They always get away. Down towards the other entrance of the neighborhood.
Okay. Which entrance is that he's heading towards?
The back entrance.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Okay.
All right, sir. What is your name?
George. He ran.
All right, George. What's your last name?
Zimmerman.
And George, what's the phone number you're calling from? All right, George. We do have him on the way. Do you want to meet with the officer when they get out there?
Yeah.
All right. Where are you going to meet with him at? Okay. Do you live in the area?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's your apartment number? Okay. Do you want to just meet with him right near the mailboxes then?
Yeah. That's fine.
Let him know to meet you with you out there.
Actually,
okay?
could you have him call me and I'll tell him where I'm at?
Okay. Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay, you guys. So the recap, you just listened to the 911 call George Zimmerman made to the police department in regards to the 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. So you heard that and all the different things that George Zimmerman was saying. Now, I want you to hear this second call. Now, this was from a witness who had heard Trayvon Martin screaming, help, help, help. And so this is part of that 911 call.
911, do you need police, fire, medical?
Maybe both. I'm not sure. There's just someone screaming outside.
Okay, what's the address that they're near? Okay, and is it a male or female?
It sounds like a male.
And you don't know why?
I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know. Just send someone quick. Say, ah.
Okay. Does he look hurt? You?
I can't see him. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. So they're sending.
So you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
All right, what is your number?
There's gunshots.
You just heard gunshots?
Yes.
How many?
This one. Jimmy, get down.
Okay, so I'm going to stop that right there. So, of course, you hear the first phone call, George Zimmerman dialed 911 saying, okay, that he sees a suspicious person walking down the street, and he just thought he was looking suspicious. Basically, I think he said something about he think that he might be on something, he's crazy. And then you hear the police telling him not to follow Trayvon, just basically just go about your business. We're on our way, and he continues to follow him. Then, of course, the witness 911 call, you hear screaming in the background, Trayvon screaming for help, 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 and no one goes out, and then you hear gunshots. So that's where we are right now. Tonight I have opened up the phone lines to individuals that are infuriated about the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, individuals that have quite possibly witnessed firsthand racial profiling. I have some special guests on my panel that I want to go ahead and unmute and introduce right now. First up, I will be introducing Gerald E. Rose. He is CEO of New Order National Human Rights Organization. And then we'll unmute Tina Stark. She's actually the parent of a young man wrongly convicted and sitting in a Georgia prison right now. Welcome to the show, Gerald and Tina.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so did you guys, I guess we'll start with you, Gerald. You heard the 911 tape. I'm sure you've heard them on numerous occasions, not just on my show, but so before we even get into that, I'm going to go ahead and digress a little bit and let you introduce yourself to our listeners.
New Order is a national human rights organization. We do deal with racial profiling, a lot of issues that goes in the community. We deal with we mentor young men, and we just do a lot. We have a women's advocate department. You know, we feed homeless people. You know, so we just do a lot nationwide. I'm just blessed that God has brought me a dedicated team to address issues nationwide.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that, Gerald. And since we're introducing ourselves, Tina Starks, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You can go ahead and give an introduction.
Okay. I'm Tina Starks, and I am the mother of a 17-year-old now, but at the time he was 15 years old, who in Cobb County has been convicted of the beating of an elderly 94-year-old elderly man here in Cobb County, a crime that five or six other kids committed with no DNA, no fingerprints, no one to even physically ID my son nor put him at the scene of the crime. My son is serving a he was given a 20-year sentence with 15 years to serve. So listening to a situation such as Trayvon's really angers me as a mother because, you know, I understand the pain and the hurt that this family is going through because even though mine is still here and I'm able to walk into the prisons and see him, I still feel that pain, you know, for this particular family.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to get into it. I know we had you on the show a couple months ago telling a story about your son, and I'll definitely want to get into it. So some things in regards to his case that I find a little bit similar to Trayvon, this terrible situation with Trayvon Martin. But I'm going to get to you, Gerald, considering you're out there in the communities and you are CEO of the New Order National Human Rights Organization. So you being in the position that you're in, tell me, what did you think? What came across your mind when you heard about the story with Trayvon Martin?
To be honest, Carla, I was shocked, but I'm not surprised. Racism is on the uprise right now all across America. You know, our black men are being killed, you know. But when I heard about this situation, it brought tears to my eyes. You know, you could see that this young man was murdered. You know, a white man took something in his own hands to kill a black man. You know, he asked questions first. I mean, he shot first, asked questions later. And we're uproar right now. But my main thing is that until we, you know, come together as unity and work together, you know, I think a lot of the issues will not happen in our community. It's just the fact that I'm just upset when I just heard the 911 call again. It brought tears to my eyes. You know, this young man was crying. He needed help. You know, and it's just the fact that things like this is going on across, and it's going to happen again tomorrow, the next day.
Right.
So this situation, if this don't wake us up, I don't know what is. It's all on Facebook. But after this, we address this issue. Everybody's going to go back home and all that. But we need to stay like this, like when they murdered Troy Davis. We was at an uproar. That died down. We back to square one again.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I'm
good question.
This situation, hopefully, get resolved in the right way because if they let this man walk, the whole state of Florida need to be boycotted. I will not spend no money in the state of Florida right now. I'm talking about Disney World. All these things that's going on in Florida, it need to be boycotted until we fake people in the pocket and take money from them. That's when we can make a difference.
Right. I want to address some things, and I definitely want to give some people the opportunity to call in. Our studio line is 718-664-6543. So we're talking about the murder of Trayvon Martin, but also I want to talk a little bit about what George Zimmerman felt he was doing. You know, he thinks he's some kind of vigilante, basically. So in your opinion, Gerald, and then I'll get with you, Tina, and then we'll go to the phone line. But I want your opinion and, you know, in your own words, what exactly is the difference between being a quote-unquote protector and a vigilante?
Well, it sounds like he wanted to be a wannabe. And Mrs. Zimmerman reminded me of, you remember a guy named Bull O'Connor, the racist guy that was in Birmingham when Dr. King was fighting for civil rights back in the 50s and the 60s? When he put the water hoses on our people. You know, he was very, very, very racist, and I don't even know this gentleman, but it seemed like, of what I'm hearing, And what I'm saying that this guy had a problem once before. Through our investigation, they say he always called 911 on certain things, but this time he went overboard, you know, and this guy needed to be locked up, you know, and put away with the key, you know, facing death penalty. He murdered someone. You know, I know you know what's going on. It's just the fact racism is still alive. We have to make sure that people know that it's still alive. It still exists. Just the fact that we have to get out there and address this issue immediately. Like I said, I'm hoping, Carla, after this issue takes place, that we all can stay fired up. Because if we don't, this is going to happen again because we do not stick together as a people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Before we go to Tina, I want to say really quick that Zimmerman, 28, he is 28, Caucasian male. He claimed, of course, self-defense. He was never arrested, and he has never been charged with any crimes. Well, he hasn't been charged at all with this case.
Can I say something? Now, have you ever seen a black cop shoot a white suspect or just police brutality? If you say yes, I want you to let me know where this happened. You ever see all black cops beat up a white suspect or just shoot a white person in the back or just do this or whatever? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
And it won't happen. And if it do happen, the white community ain't gonna stand it. And First of all, justice will be served. The black cop would be locked up and we wouldn't even be doing this interview right now. And I just get upset when these things happen, you know, and we uproar temporary, but we still ain't fixing the problem, you know, all around or whatever. So it's just the fact that enough is enough. But like I said, I'm just glad.
But what is it going to take to fix the problem, in your opinion? You know, I mean, what is it going to take to fix the problem?
Well, first of all, we're going to be proactive instead of being reactive. Okay, we're going to have to get out into our community, be more grassroots. Every case is very important. I get very frustrated when you have certain organizations feel that since your quote-unquote, your case is not high profile, and then once it get quote-unquote on the news, then you want to jump on board. Once damage has been done, we have to jump on board at first, just like Troy Davis. You know, we was there from the beginning, then people want to jump on at the end, then it was too late. The man was executed. You know, it's just a fact. We got to stay on top of things, you know, and I use Facebook to get leads and see what's going on, you know, with stories and stuff. So if you hear something, share it, you know, blast tweet or email. So it's all about social media trying to get the word out. It's just the fact it's going to take us as a people to stick together. That's why I respect the planet.
They
get out there and show unity, you know, and we don't do that. We're doing it now. It's just the fact that it's a lot of Facebook activists, if you know what I mean. You got people on Facebook. Okay, get off of Facebook and get involved and get back and grab our children.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, do some of the things that you're doing out there, your rallies. I know I saw you today in Atlanta. I saw your postings and stuff on Facebook in regards to the rally for Aaron Hatcher. So I definitely commend you on all those great things that you're doing because you're definitely out there trying to make things happen. I want to get your take, Tina. I know I posed a couple questions. Did you want to chime in?
No, you know, just basically, you know, to let all of the listeners know that us as African Americans right about now, we're under a spiritual warfare. And, you know, what they're doing to all Americans.
Well, I think that's not just African Americans, though. Yeah, because I have a lot of listeners, and they're, you know, different
African Americans and Latinos is what they're doing in Cobb County. So those are the ones I'm going to speak for. And so we're under attack right about now. And, you know, it's going to take us and every nationality. You know, it's not one particular color in general. It's going to take all nationalities to come together and let these people know that enough is enough and we're going to stand up and we're not taking it anymore. And it's like modern-day lynching, what they're doing from state to state to state to state, you know, with our people. And enough is enough. When is enough going to be enough? You see what I'm saying? He's going to take it in his hands to kill this young man who only went to the store to buy some Skittles. He didn't cause him any harm whatsoever. And then to hear him screaming for his life, and no one came to his aid. No one came to that baby's aid. That angered me.
True. Yeah, that's really sad. I know that was the first time I heard that tape today, just preparing for this show. So, yeah, that was definitely crazy to me. Hold tight, Tina and Jared. I want to go to the phone lines. We got a young man calling out of California. Let me see what his name is. We have Taz, 909-302. I see you. Welcome to the show. You're live, Taz. How's it going?
Yeah, how's it going? How's everybody doing?
It's great. Thanks for chiming in. I know you had something that you wanted to share in regards to racial profiling, so I'm going to give you a little bit of time to go ahead and share.
Yes. I had one of my close friends about 3 weeks ago was riding down the street in San Bernardino, California, and was pulled over by an officer. And when the officer pulled him out the car, it was a phone left under his shirt, and that he was trying to move his phone out the way when he was getting on the ground. And the officer suspected that he had a firearm and shot him 7 times and murdered him.
Wow.
I know friends that's incarcerated in a system right now that's doing time for crimes that they didn't commit. And to touch on what I heard earlier about it's still modern-day slavery, that's exactly what it is. And mm-hmm. It's a lot of things going on that we need as black folks and as people of God, first and foremost, recognition. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things going on, and a lot of things has not changed. And it gets to me, and the reason why this show touched me, because just recently I just lost a friend from these same circumstances. And I just want to say, you know, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take everybody to put a hand on it, you know, like the gentleman said earlier. We can't just do it right now and speak on it right now. This mm-hmm. show is the start. Everything needs a jump start, and this right here is much needed all over the world, nationwide, if you ask me, because the same situation is not only going on in California. It's going on down
right.
south. It's going on in Midwest. It's going on the East Coast. So I just wanted to just thank you for letting me get on the show and explain and be able to give part of what I've been going through, and hopefully I can help somebody or I can touch some lives.
Right.
I know I was, I'll tell you this, and anybody could speak on it if they want to. I know I was talking to Taz a little bit earlier today in regards to racial profiling, because of course he's a black young man and driving a certain kind of car, and it is kind of weird how you see that there is racial profiling. And I'm not the type of person that really wants to get in this, like, woe is me thing. It's happening to this group of people, woe is me. You know, I'm about what Gerald says. It's about getting up and getting out and really doing something about it. And if you do feel that you're being targeted, I'm going to pose this question to you, Taz. If you feel like you've been targeted in the past, maybe because of the way you look or whatever, would you be willing to change the way you look to be looking like a quote-unquote normal person? Or do you think that no matter what you do, you're still black and you're targeted?
Mm-hmm.
I feel no matter what I do, no matter what I do, I'm still going to be targeted because I'm black. Because I've tried it before, like, you know, I was riding down the street. I had my hair done in a nice ponytail. I had on a nice shirt. Everything. I tried everything. I was just riding down the street with my woman, and a police just, he was sitting in the cut, just like with his lights off, just sitting in the cut. And as soon as I passed by, I wasn't speeding. I wasn't doing nothing wrong. As soon as I passed by, he jumped right behind me, you know, and it drives on the side, looks at me, gets back behind me, and just starts messing with me. And it's like, okay, come on now. Somewhere this has got to stop. But I figure no matter what we do, we're still going to be affected by what's going on. And to answer your question, no, I feel like there's me just being a young black male, and it's a sad thing, but me just being a young black male makes me suspect.
That's right.
What do you got to say? I want to hear what Gerald has to say about this. You want to comment on it?
Yeah. That's basically it, but we do have to learn that if the police do get behind you, of course we are going to be targeted. It's just the fact that we have to really show them that, you know, my perspective, I get stopped, I'm going to turn on the my lights in the car, put my hands on the steering wheel. I'm going to make sure that I abide what the officer's saying. Of course, you got officers don't care about that, you know. So it's just something that that's something that when they do get behind us, basically racial profile. Matter of fact, the 911 call I just heard, it was racial profile from day one because the 911 said, is he Hispanic or black? Did you hear that?
Right. Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, why is he automatic Hispanic or black? That
mm-hmm.
was the 911. As soon as the 911 call came in, they automatically assumed he was a black or Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so from the jump, he was already a target.
Right.
You know, so it's just the fact that the young man in California, I just want to let him know, you know, to stay strong and just do what you do as a young black man, because me and him is in the same boat. You know, it's just the fact that it's a young man in my organization is from California. As a matter of fact, while he'd been in California, one of his best friends got shot by the police in California. You know, so I know it's bad out there. You know, it goes all the way back to Rodney King. You know, lucky that was caught on videotape. Right now, somebody's getting hemmed up right now, and there's no camera going on around now.
Wow.
You know, thank God that we have cameras and stuff like now, because, again, this did happen to Trayvon Martin, and something's going on right now. It's a continuous thing, and like I said, we just have to come together as a community and just start being watchdog and watch our own communities, because the police is not watching us. They're against us right now.
Right. Well, on that note, I want you guys to hold tight. We have to pay some bills for a couple commercial breaks. I'll be right back. I'm with the E-Buzz. It's your girl, Carla B. We're talking about Trayvon Martin and racial profiling in America. Hold tight, y'all.
There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR to get you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the VJs, they can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going.
EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM got it going on.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Well, welcome back, y'all. This is your girl, Carla B. You are tuned in to the E-Buzz. We are discussing the unfortunate passing of a teenager by the name of Trayvon Martin out of Florida, and we're also speaking about racial profiling and vigilante justice. I have my girl, Mocha D, chiming in out of California, somewhere in California. I got you unmuted, lady. What's good with you?
What's up, Carla B? Mocha D is definitely in the building. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. It's a Tuesday. This is not the usual day for me to be on air, but I is here. I'm here.
You know what, Carla B? I'm listening, and my heart is just bleeding because this what's going on has been going on since the beginning of time. You know what I mean? I mean, I hate to put it this way, but the white man has got off the horses and they done got them some high-powered vehicles. Simple as that. Just like they was just galloping out looking for some black people to harass and take out the business, take off the streets. They doing take out the dirt. They doing the same thing. They're taking them off the pavement right now and they eliminating them just like that. And the sad part, I kind of reflect back to the movie Life, if you guys remember the movie Life, how they had my brother out there going off on the brothers, you know, Martin and them, he going off, trying to knock him in the head himself and tell him he going to blast on himself. Same concept. They had the brothers working in the big house, beating up the niggas, you know what I mean, if I may say that, beating on them, and they use our own people. And we got that mentality, unfortunately. That's why we're beating ourselves up and beating each other up right now, because they brainwashed us to make us feel that we are our own enemy. We done lost our identity, and we're our own enemy, and it's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. They done got off the goddamn 240 horsepower horses, and they got in the vehicles. They got the off-road vehicles. They got it, and they still trip out. Yeah. They still on the horses. You see I freak out every time I see them in L.A. on the horses, looking at us, laughing on the serious side.
Okay, so really quick, though, Mocha D, I just, one second, you guys, because I want to I really want to be tasteful with the things that I say tonight, because I'm definitely not trying to offend anybody. But the bottom line is what happened to Trayvon Martin was a hate crime, plain and simple. Now, we know that everybody isn't like this, but there's pockets of people, you know, who do hate crimes. There's pockets of people everywhere. So I definitely I'm feeling what you're saying, Mocha D. I just don't want to call it an uprising, whereas we're just targeting everybody besides people that are,
you know, Carla B, you know how I do my shows is point blank. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. It is what it is. But I do want to give you an example of how they have just pulled the race card. In my own personal lifestyle, I have a very close member of my family that was in a strong-arm robbery. And that individual happened to be the only black person that worked at this particular place. And the police said that they had something to do with it because the people, they had on masks and everything. They robbed the place, had on masks. And the police said that this family member of mine who had something to do with it because they heard these people make a kind of like a gang statement, like, cuz, said something like, cuz. So them being the only black person that even worked at the facility, the police took them down to the station, kept them down there over 8 hours, tore up their car, and said that they sure they had something to do with it. Come to find out it was an inside job, you know, of Hispanic people, an inside job of Hispanic people. The police refused to even today take that case. They haven't done anything. No one's in trouble, period. It's just this individual has been harassed for eight hours and got fired.
I know it's crazy. What are your thoughts, Mocha D, on the Trayvon Martin case, and what are your thoughts on vigilante justice?
You know what? As far as the Trayvon's case, now I understand this happened in Florida. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
This and which is typical of the Florida ways. It's all the way from Bush. This all being rigged with Bush. They do whatever in the heck they want to do in Florida because people are looking, talking about Texas and things like that. Florida has been doing a lot of things, and they're going to come out. They will be exposed But not just this. This is just the beginning. There's a lot of things that's been going on down there, and it's so much money down there. It's amazing how much money is down there. But it's time for them to be totally exposed. This was awful, absolutely awful. And I listened to the tape. I tell you the truth. I'm in tears behind it. Absolutely in tears behind it. This is awful. You know, as far as the vigilante, you know what? I'm going to tell you like this, Carla B., and I got to keep it 1,000. I'm with the exposure. I'm with the exposure, you know, and I'm not trying to get anyone calling me and talking crazy, but I'm with the exposure. It's time to be exposed. It's time for us to take a stand. It's time for us to start our march. It's time for us to march, and I'm ready to go, and I'll get a million women. Let's do the darn thing.
All righty. That's what's up. Well, Mocha B, thank you so much, lady, for calling and sharing your perspective, you know. Black power!
Yeah. I'll be back with you on Sunday. You guys tune in for Mocha B. Smooth Latte with Mocha B. I'll be talking to you. I'm out.
Thanks for that, Mocha B. Gerald, I know she, you know, she's really feisty in her, you know, in her opinion and things of that sort. but did you want to touch on anything that she spoke about, or Tina?
She's telling the truth. It was a situation, I don't know, Carla, it was a situation that was live on CNN where a couple of white teens, four white teens, ran over a black man in Jackson, Mississippi, ran over, killed him. Excuse my friend said, we just killed that nigga. And there's only one man been charged, but it was three other people inside the vehicle. You know, and this was all on CNN, and so, again, it's going on every day. So when I heard about this situation, I was shocked, but I was not surprised because of racism is out here a lot, and it's on a uproar. So I understand what the young lady's saying in California, just the fact that and all white people are not bad, you know.
Right.
So we got our own black folks' racism as well.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, hatred goes both ways. It
right.
does.
Yes, it does.
And it's unfortunate that things had to get, Trayvon Martin had to die to bring it
right.
back up again. But, of course, there's
right.
something going on all the time. I think did an article a couple, I think it was last year, this guy out of Mississippi, and his name was Jermaine. I'm trying to figure out what his last name was. But he was found hung in a tree. And some part of Mississippi.
Greenwood.
Yeah, yeah. I actually did a story on that, a really big story on it. And that just happened, and that didn't get a lot of, you know, mainstream attention at all.
Right.
But
right.
Just another black man that was hung in Mississippi in a tree, and they said that he basically committed suicide. So I'm like, how could a man commit suicide and get all the way up there and hang himself?
Right.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
But the media pick and choose their battles, you know, and I see until we, again, have our own media, and thank you, Carla, for really putting out the real issues out here this evening, but until we get our own media, because the media can really mess you up and mess up. Tina Case, you know, they really portrayed her son as being in a gang and all this and that, and, you know, they didn't really explain the real true facts on the case itself. You know, a young lady went with Tamika Upkins. You know, her husband's in jail for a crime that he didn't commit. Miss Ruby Banks, whose son was shot by the police here in Cobb County. You know, it's just the fact that the media really portray us black men as being the dangerous species, and we are not bad.
That's right.
Things like that. So, well, like I said, you know, I'm not racist or whatever, but when it's time to speak, it was time to speak up. You know, this is time we need to speak up. But we do need to speak up on our own issues as well.
Right.
You know, and it was a hate crime that took place here in Atlanta where a young black man was jumped on by some black males in Black History Month, where we're supposed to celebrate, which we only have 28 days in Black History Month to celebrate people that died for us. Then we out here killing each other, shooting each other, you know, and then we hear this, we're upset, which I am upset, but we should be just as upset when we're killing each other. Bottom line, period. Pull up
your
pants.
Right.
You got folks walking with your pants. Pull your pants up. You know, we have to realize that our own kids or my own kids got issues. You know, so I am outraged about Trayvon Martin, but I'm so outraged about how we're killing each other, shooting each other, and things like that as well as black people. We came far too long to be doing some stupid stuff with going on with my own people.
Mm-hmm. Right, I definitely agree. And Gerald, go ahead and share. I know we threw out your company's name, New Order National Human Rights Organization. Tell us, I want you to give us your website and your contact information, but what kind of cases do you handle? Exactly. I know there's a wide variety
of
things, but
We handle every case. Everything that comes across our desk is very important. We will never shut the door. We will always return a phone call, because a lot of people get frustrated when people want to hear their story and, you know, a phone call is not returned. But you contact New Order at 404-483-8284. The website is www.nonhro.org. We do travel, and we are nationwide. We have been to Mississippi, Ohio. Matter of fact, I'm going to Lima, Ohio in June to speak at a basketball camp, not to go to, say, talk about LeBron James or Kobe Bryant. I'm going there letting them know that, hey, there's some issues that's going on out here, and I know you're in a basketball camp, but if you don't stay focused, listen to your parents, you could be a statistic. So I'm not going there, you know, to talk about basketball or sports. I'm going there to keep it real, say, hey, you know, y'all need to, you know, keep your grades up, stay in school, and do what you're supposed to do. You know, but unfortunately, sometimes we be at the wrong place at the wrong time, and you could be a statistic, but we try to tell our people to stay away from negativity, you know, stay friends from negative friends and things like that. So it's just the fact,
right,
I'm just concerned, but I just want to thank New Order, not just me. Matter of fact, Tina Sparks is actually the national spokesperson for the organization.
Oh, you congratulations, Tina. I didn't know that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I try to tell people not to wait till something happens to get involved. A lot of people don't know who to get involved with, you
right.
know, and
that's
things
true.
Like that. So it's just the fact that I can honestly say we're not a perfect organization, but we ain't afraid of nobody. We are very grassroots. That's why when Ron Anthony came to me about his son, you know, I didn't like, I get back with you, you know,
right.
hold on for a minute, whatever. I immediately, look, let's meet. I looked at his paperwork. I immediately got on board. So even Brother Ron said that several quote-unquote organizations didn't get back with him. You know,
right.
Now they want to jump on the bandwagon, if you know what I mean.
Right, right. I want
so
to.
So we're an organization. Mm-hmm. I mean, we would go to California, Kansas, to Mexico, whatever we need to go to address issues that's going on nationwide.
Right, right. Well, that's a beautiful thing. You guys are doing so many great things. I want to really kind of digress a little bit. I know the young man, Taz, I know he's still on also. But I wanted to talk about or bring something up that he kind of scared me with when we were talking about, you know, the racial profiling and things of that sort, because I have sons. And my two youngest sons are 16 and 12. And both of them are into, you know, they're in sports and they're clean cut. And I'm just always afraid because I hear stories like the ones that Taz has told me and other young adults that I've spoken with, young black men. And, you know, it's really safe things to really scare me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I do have sons. I just don't ever want them to go through anything like that. So
right
I just
about.
Make sure that their appearance and, you know, it's a blessing that I can say to, you know, today, them being 16 and 12, that they've never had that. Because it's their appearance and the way they carry themselves. So I do think that there are certain things that, even though it's not right, racial profile is not right, but when the police are pulling over guys that are sagging or maybe, you know what I'm saying, guys with braids or something, it's not right from the profile, but I guess, quote-unquote, gang-type people look that way. So if you know that, I think instead of you just, you know, all this other stuff, just change a little bit. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong with it, but I just make sure that my two younger sons, that they're that way, you know, because I just don't want anything like that going on. They're good kids. They've never done anything. They've never got into any kind of trouble. And so I want to keep them that way and that mindset as far as, like, clean cut. And it's unfortunate that you have to, you know, just guard the appearance of children because you don't
That's
want them
true.
To be stereotypes, because I'm sure some white families don't really have to go through that. But,
right.
Hey, it's unfortunate. Black men in America, it is what it is. So instead of making things hard, can you bend a little bit? And that's the message that I want to get out to some of these younger men also. Can you just bend a little bit? Because it is what it is. You are black. You're in America. It's going to be that, unfortunately. And this might not change in our lifetime. We know that there's hate. You know, not everybody hates. But, yeah, there's a lot of hate crimes. And just, I mean, there's a lot of crooked cops that, you know, want to pin it on a black guy. So just bend a little bit. That's what I tell my kids.
And, Carl, I'm glad you mentioned that, because when I was in Ohio, it was a young black female accused of robbing a tax place with a curling iron. But when I went up there, it was a young man sagging. He had tattoos or whatever, and I went up to him. You know, he looked at me while I was crazy, but you could tell that he was either a former gang member or he was just getting out of a gang. But you know what? Since his skin was just as dark as me, I was not afraid to go up there and speak to this young man. And I started talking to him and I said, you know what? You know what's going to change this community? He said, who? I said, you, because you've been there and done that, you know. And he asked for some money, whatever. You know, I didn't give him no money, but I took him in the store to give him a soda. But you know what? After talking to him, he said, you know what, sir? My dad or no one never came up and talked to me. And I respect you for even coming up talking to me or whatever and explaining on how I am hurting the community. And he listened. Now, I don't know what's going on with him now, but when I come back to Toledo on May 19th, I'm going to see if I can find this young man and see if he kept his word. What I'm saying is that you have to, I know it was kind of dangerous going up to people like that, but, you know, sometimes you have to go where the problem is. And a lot of these people just want to be heard, you know, and things like that. And that's just bottom line, you know, because we ain't promised tomorrow anyway, Carla. And I told myself, when I leave this earth, I'm going down fighting because somebody went down fighting for me. So I'm not going to be afraid of my own people, period.
Right.
You know, it was a rapper here in Cobb County was killed probably by someone that looked like me, you know, and we went over there, canvassed the area, and going up to strangers, you know, and letting them know, hey, you know, did y'all hear anything, say anything or whatever? You know, letting them know, hey, we got some issues in our own community. You know, at least they stopped and listened. Just the fact that you got to be grassroots. You got to go where the problem is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when the young man got jumped on in Atlanta, you had this big church right across the street. You know, okay, what are they doing? Now my question is, what is the pastor going to do about this case with Trayvon Martin? Everybody needs to come up them pulpits, period. To address this issue, not just Reverend Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. We need all ministers to head to Florida. They are on alert. You know, this is tight, because that could have been their son.
Hopefully they will.
That could have been their son. You know, that could have been your, you know, that your father first. That could have been your son. You're holding a title second. You know, that was someone's son was murdered. That was someone's son was murdered. You know, and now we have to play father roles first, not what you're holding. It ain't all about an organization right now. It's all about going down there, standing up for this young man. And I just feel the mom and dad. Every time I see the interview or like the young man in California and the lady came on, it brings tears to your eyes. You know, like I said, that whole state of Florida need to be boycotted. Period.
I agree. Something needs to happen. And I'm sure those witnesses that heard those cries that did call 911 but did not go out and do anything, that's something that they have to live with for the rest of their lives.
And I hope this Sunday in all churches, all ministers will get up and talk about this case. You know, because if this happened in the white community, believe me, the white community wouldn't stand it.
I'm just being real.
They would stand up for their rights.
I feel you, Jared. I want to go to the phone lines. And I know that we have somebody calling from 951. I'm going to say the first six numbers, okay, so don't get scared. It's four that they don't even know. So 951 is the area code, 287. Were you just listening or did you want to chime in? 951-287, you're live on the E-Buzz with Carla B.
Hey, this is Bud.
Hey, did you want to comment in regards to the Trayvon Martin case?
Yeah, that guy on the Neighborhood Watch guy.
Yeah.
He followed Trayvon down. He hunted him down and shot and killed him. He was more like neighborhood executioner than in Neighborhood Watch. 911 told him not to follow or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, we played that tape a little bit earlier today. It was very bad.
I heard a 911 call. That was just that was wrong. The little boy was screaming for help.
Yeah.
That guy, the Neighborhood Watch guy, should be convicted. I mean, prosecutors getting a different actual death penalty for him.
Mm-hmm. If he's arrested, let's get him
arrested. No. They need to get him arrested and prosecute him and ask for the death penalty for him.
Right.
Well, they said, Carla, they have some kind of law in the state of Florida. I was trying to find it.
Yeah, I was bringing it to our friend a little bit earlier.
He may not even be charged.
But nobody in America is allowed to just kill somebody because they look suspicious.
Right.
Nobody in America is allowed to do that. I mean, what if somebody just went and killed him? I mean, they're going to, he killed somebody, killed him. Oh, well, that's just karma. You know, no, they won't do that.
Right,
with a black man, if it was the other way around, if a black man killed a white kid,
What I heard was Zimmerman, he actually violated some major principles of the Neighborhood Watch manual. I think the program states that it should be emphasized to members that they do not possess police powers and they shall not carry weapons or pursue vehicles. So this guy called, he was, things happened in his community. He was trying to, get the bad guys out, but he just went overboard. And I think when you're even thinking about a vigilante, what are they? They're people that have been done wrong in some way. You know, some family hurt, the house robbed or something, and he's out for justice in his own way. So it was something in his mind, and you can tell that it was a history of it with all the different 911 calls that he made. But, it's really unfortunate, and hopefully that they will arrest him because from what I understand now, the FBI is investigating, and I believe the Martin family, they initiated a petition to have George Zimmerman arrested, and so far as of today, they had like 430 signatures demanding that Zimmerman be arrested. So I believe that it's a matter of time.
A lot of people find out here.
Say it again?
If they pass a petition out there to California across the United States, I'm sure they get a whole lot more signatures.
Well, you have to go on a particular website. I found it earlier. Say it again, Tina.
I said you have to go on the website that the parents have out for you to go on and sign. And you can go, in any state that you're on, just log in to this website and you'll be able
to sign the
petition.
What is the website?
Let me look it up, see if I can find it.
Okay. And why are you finding that?
Carla.
Yes, sir.
What New Order is doing, like I said, it's always a backup agenda. Every starting actually tomorrow night, we're going to be doing a nationwide youth conference call where we're going to have young people call in, teenagers and stuff, and call in or whatever, and kind of keep them, let them know, what's going on in the community, kind of teach them their history.
I like that.
Where they came from. And things not that. So it ain't just Georgia. And a guy named Ronnie, who's my homeboy, who's over my men's advocate department, will be doing that every other Wednesday. And we will just call him in and just let him know, the history, talk about Dr. King, Malcolm X. Talk about slavery. So that's trying to change their mentality. So when they go out and do something, they're like, I need to stop.
Right.
I know where I came from because our schools are not really teaching the real facts. So basically what we're doing, we're trying to be proactive. We're trying to touch our young people, explain what's really going on. We can explain about what happened to Trayvon Martin, what happened to James Anderson in Jackson, Mississippi. We go all the way back to Rodney King back in L.A. So we can just talk about all this stuff. So, and we're going to be doing that every other Wednesday. So whoever... your listeners or whatever have information they want to call in. They have any moms, have some teens, single moms, fathers, have some teens. Please call New Order at 404-483-8284. And it's going to be like what you're doing. We're just going to talk on the phone,
You know, if they're going through something or whatever, open up. I might not see your face, but I could feel your pain because, while I've been on the phone with you, I got a text message from Toledo where a mom wants me to call and talk to her son.
Right.
You know, and things. So that's why we came up with this idea. So you gotta do things.
You gotta start somewhere.
It ain't all about just marching. I'm tired
right.
of marching. March is not going to fix the problem, y'all.
Right.
I'm just being honest. Marching is showing unity, showing powers and numbers. Okay,
that's
then
it.
What you're going to do? That's what we got to figure out, the backup agenda.
Right, and that's a great thing that you're doing. So, yeah, I definitely encourage our young listeners, old listeners, to call 404-483-8284. Gerald, that's awesome. And just to let you know, I'm going to put myself on the spot here. I would love to filter some of that, and maybe we could do something
okay.
like one Wednesday live
well,
on EOTM Radio.
Wednesday.
And yeah, definitely make
okay.
it happen.
Okay,
I'm
I
down.
Appreciate
it's probably not going to be on a Wednesday, though, for us, because our Wednesday slots are full.
Right.
But a
right.
Friday or a Tuesday, if you want to ever do it, hit me up. We can set it up and make it happen.
Right. Right, I'm just going to start blasting. I'm going to start blasting on Facebook, especially
right.
after the Trayvon Martin case. You know, we need to do this. You know, and just get online and talk to our young people.
Right, awesome. I want to go really quickly to the phone lines. I know I know it's 10 o'clock. You got on air at 10 in Atlanta, and I know it's getting a little bit late. So I don't want to keep Gerald and Tina
too much
longer.
This is worth going overtime.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
awesome. I want to unmute a colleague of mine, T. Angelo. He actually has a show on the EOTM Radio Network every Thursday called The Kick It Spot. And this Thursday, he's actually having a segment on the Trayvon Martin case as well. So I definitely wanted to open the phone lines for my boy, T. Angelo.
Well, good evening, Carla. How are you doing, baby?
I'm good. I'm geeked up. T'Angelo, I think you missed when we played the 911 calls. We played the first one, the call that George Zimmerman made.
Right.
And
yeah.
then we played the one when we heard Trayvon in the background screaming for help. It was so, oh my God, yeah.
Okay.
So
Carla, and then we have Gerald on the phone, correct?
Yeah, we have Gerald on.
Hello, Gerald. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm indifferent. Like I'm right now as I'm talking to you guys, my whole internal is all messed up because I'm a fun, free entertainer. You know, I love to laugh, joke, and play. But there are times where you have a story like this one where your life just has to stop for a minute and really
right.
take it all in. And it's funny because a few things that I'm going to just share with my experience with this story, as I called a friend of mine, he's a single dad, and I happened just to call him, like, oh, what are you doing? He said, I'm kind of in tears right now, T. And I'm like, a dude is crying? He admitted it? You know, what's this about? And he shared to me about the trial or the whole situation. So I Googled real quick, started scanning all the headlines, like, oh, my goodness. I had saw a little bit about this, but hadn't really got into it, and it just moved me. It was crazy. And I went on YouTube. This thing happened as far back as March 8th, and the world is just now hearing about it.
That's what I'm saying right there. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's just the fact that we always, of course, the media is a major part, but we get information late.
Well, you know what's
you know?
Interesting? Also, Fox News, as big as they are, they have
well, they
only done – they did one story on this. They did
they
one story.
Care.
They really don't. I mean, they think it's not media pulling. They think it's not going to pull in ratings. But, I mean, and right now everyone's talking about, you know, if this was in a black and a white neighborhood, it'd be 10 times different, so forth. I don't even know if it's a color situation, as it is just a horrible situation.
You're not going to hear Rush Limbaugh bring it to the spotlight. You're not going to hear Bill O'Reilly bring it to the spotlight. You're not going to hear that because Fox News is always biased against our community. You know, they didn't even talk about really the information happening in Jackson, Mississippi, where it was on CNN, where four colors of white teams ran over a black guy. And this was on CNN video. This thing in Trayvon
right.
was not on CNN, but they didn't even continue to blast that, you know, on that. And we went to Jackson, Mississippi four times, you know, trying to get justice. I'm wondering why. And this was shown on CNN, the number one network in the country where this
right.
video was seen. So Fox News, I'm going to be honest with you, they're not going to bring the spotlight. They don't want us to come together as a race because if we do,
we're going to be dangerous.
That's interesting. And then I wanted to touch on what Carla was saying about the clothing. And I know you were treading on thin waters there, because kind of like, you know, what are you saying, Carla? But I'm going to have to go in and say, I think I'm going to bubble in. I agree with you on that one. Yeah,
okay.
Because, I mean, I was just with my 13-year-old nephew yesterday, and I walked in, and I just lifted his shirt up. This is what the shirt is doing. And as I pulled his shirt up, he had a Lil Wayne sag going on. Immediately, you have to fix your clothes. Immediately.
Right.
Because
right.
It's like, I understand you guys want to be hard and all that stuff. Got it. But you are what you represent, and your fashion
That's
is
right.
a statement. That's why you wear it, because you want to look hard. It's a statement. What you also need to realize is the statement is that it's become with a positive outlook. If you walk around looking like a homosexual, you're going to be considered to be one. If you walk around looking like a businessman, you're going to consider to be one. Businessmen have businessmen problems. Prostitutes have prostitute problems. Gangster-looking people are going to have gangster problems. And like you said, it's not a racial profile. Like, I'm sorry, I'm a black man. Now, granted, I'm not intimidated by guys in baggy clothes and stuff like that, but for those who don't understand the culture, I get it. I do.
Yeah.
I can't hate on you, because the guy who robbed the neighbor, he had on those same clothes. Now, you're saying, but I'm not him. You look just like him. You dress like him. You're wearing the same clothes. If you had on red, then watch this. If you had on a red shirt and khaki pants, what do you assume? You work at Target.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You work at Target. You have on a red shirt and khaki. I don't care. You must. Oh, he must care. He's jumping off of work.
Yeah.
It's a uniform. And baggy, all white shirts, do-rags, and all that stuff is a uniform.
Yeah.
I don't see nobody, and if you're from L.A., you're going to get this, but I don't see nobody, like, north of Beverly Drive dressing like that.
Right.
If you're in Century City, I don't see it. Beverly Hills, I don't see it. I'm sorry.
Right. That's right.
So,
that's true.
I will ask Joe a question. So I agree with you on all this marching. You know, it's an old, kind of old-fashioned thing. It had its purpose back in the Martin day, but today we need to make some more moves. What can people do? I mean, you guys talked, the website. I'm sorry, real quick. You guys asked about the website. I think it's change.com. I went to it earlier today. I'm trying to, let me pull up right now. I think it was change.org.
Just before Trayvon Martin.
Oh, it is change.org, or you could do Trayvon Martin. Okay, I did change.org earlier today.
Yeah, just Trayvon Martin, yeah.
He got his own website already? It took me 3 weeks to get mine. Oh, I'm sorry.
You made a statement earlier where you said you were a comedian, but you feel like that you had to wait on that to listen to this case. And that's why I respect Ron Anthony, who's a singer, but he said, hey, I need to go under Ron Hatchard as a father to get justice for my son. So, sir, I really appreciate what you just said, because this is the same guy here in Atlanta, got a lot of things going on, you know, in music. But when his son was a victim, he said, I'm not Ron Anthony, I'm Ron Hatchard.
Yeah.
Right.
I like what you said. And if everybody feel that way, what's going on right now with Trayvon Martin and all of the issues that's going on, forget about even me. I'm not going under as no new order. I'm going on as a father, because that could have been my son and different issues out here. You know, everybody put down their titles and just put down their egos and just come together. You
humanity.
Know, first,
just humanity.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we can make a difference. And I know I keep repeating that, but that's what we did back in the day when we were segregated. Now we got so-called little freedom. You know, we feel like ain't nothing going on in our community.
Well, entitled. Did you guys hear about the fact that this young man, he was a hero in his community? That at the age of 9, he had saved his father from when the house was on fire. This boy that they killed, the 17-year-old, he was actually already a hero in his community because he had saved his father from a birth. Yeah. If you go, to change.org, they shared it there already earlier today. Trayvon, I'm going to quote, Trayvon was our hero. At the age 9, Trayvon pulled his father from a burning kitchen, saving his life. He loved sports and horseback riding.
Wow.
At age of 9.
And you see, you had to research that, but see, they're not going to put that out there. You feel me? They're going to make him look like he's the bad person. See, right there, that needs to be out there on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can find that, I would share that
with
you.
Just go to change.org. You can easily find it. So all the listeners, go to change.org, and you'll get why it's important. It has a lot of good information on him, a picture of a 17-year-old kid who looks 12.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he does look young.
He could have been a Disney kid.
Also, I quoted earlier today at the top of my show that there were 430 signatures as of earlier today. I'm looking at the website now. There are 720,182 signatures. They want to have Zimmerman arrested, and I believe it's going to happen.
Can you imagine all those signatures come off of Facebook and assemble in Florida? Or not just that case, but other cases going on. Can you imagine that right now? Just the thing you just said.
Right. Yep.
Well, for those who want to sign the petition and don't know how, if you are interested in signing the petition and adding your name to the list, again, you can go to change.org, and on the first screen, you'll see Trayvon's picture there. Click that, and on the left-hand side. And for those who like to be a little bit more discreet in their matters, there's a little button there you can click that says, don't let your name be seen publicly. So if you want to sign a petition without being publicly, you know, it involved in this, that is an option. So I would just, you know, give information to everybody. But, Joe, I'm going to get – thank you, Carla. I'm going to get going. But, Joe, I do also welcome the opportunity to speak with you on Thursday just to let my listeners hear this. And, again, this is something that's going to be talked about, I imagine, for weeks to come.
Like I say, I respect you, sir, for coming on as a – not as a comedian tonight. You came on as a father, a human being who's concerned about the community, so I appreciate what you said earlier.
Most definitely. I mean, the caller can tell you I don't do well with not joking, but this just – I mean, when I talk to a man like yourself and I call to see how we know what's going on and he tells me I'm crying, that just
right. –
I don't – you're crying.
Like, tears on this myself.
You're like, who me? And then I have a nephew. I'm not a father, but my nephew is like my bestest homie. It's well known in all of my family. And he's 13 years old. And he's a great kid. All these wonderful accolades for a 13-year-old. But he does live in a community where something like this is not too far-fetched.
Yeah.
And as simple as walking to a liquor store, like, I mean, I remember when I was walking to a liquor store, it was so common day. Mom, I'm going to the store. Okay.
Right.
You don't know what store, how I'm going to be going, what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it just sounds like he's going to the store. No, the hell you're not.
Mm-hmm.
No, not nervous. You're not going. No, it's almost dark. It's almost dark.
Mm-hmm.
And that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to be in a free world called America. Okay, I'm going to say mine for my show. I'm about to go in and I can feel it.
Okay, D'Angelo. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Can't wait to your show on Thursday. 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the Kick It Spot with D'Angelo.
Definitely.
Thanks so much.
On a lighter little note, just so you guys know, on the Kick It Spot on Thursday, I am having Dot Magazine, and we're giving away free jewelry and purses and things, so it will be amazing.
Okay. Well, can I win, or I can't be a tell me.
I think it's against our contract, but I'll be sure to pull up the document.
Okay, well, we'll see what's up. But thanks so much, T. Came with your show, okay? You have a great rest of your evening. Thanks for calling
in. You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanzo. I want to go to the phone line again, but I have to take a really quick break. We got about 20 more minutes, so Tina, Gerald, don't go nowhere. I want to, no telling who we're going to unmute and bring on. So you guys, Gerald, definitely, I'm sure you'll be great to have on. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to go to the phone lines and get some of these callers out the way, because we definitely appreciate y'all's time for hanging in there also. Hold tight.
Okay.
E-Buzz. Holla B. Holla Woodbound.
Okay, we're back, E-Buzz, Carla D. here. We're talking about the Trayvon Martin case and vigilante justice. We have Gerald Rose, CEO of New Order National Human Rights Organization, hanging tight with me as well as the spokesperson for New Order National Human Rights Organization, Tina Stark. We're definitely, I hope empowering minds in regards to just the different travesties out there. I want to go to the phone line and unmute a caller. 310-699. I'm going to unmute you. If you are streaming live to the radio, if you could please put your speaker on mute because it'll cause a little bit of technical interference. 310-699, you're live. Hello. Hello. 310-699. I'm not going to read your last four digits out there, but you're live, and if you want to say something, you definitely, this is your opportunity.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. This is Ateria.
Oh, hey, girl. This is the attorney from my Facebook family. How's it going?
Hi, Carla. Is that you, Carla?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, yes, I just tuned in, so I wasn't sure who was on, who
around,
but yes, this is Ateria.
Okay, yeah, so we're talking about the Trayvon Martin case, and if you want to share your thoughts on Trayvon Martin or just vigilante justice.
Yes,
and it's a little bit of background, so you may want to mute your computer speaker.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the Trayvon Martin case, I just, I heard about it last night, actually, and I was just taken aback because I think I heard where, you know, they were trying to make a ruckus because the FBI or the police departments weren't going to even consider investigating the case until it got to the point where people just had demanded they really even would investigate the case. And just reading what I've read from the media and, you know, watching the news reports, I just don't see how this person wasn't arrested and charged with at least manslaughter.
Right.
It's very appalling to me how, you know, he's still walking the streets free. I mean, I don't know if they've arrested him today at some point, but to my understanding, he's still free. And it doesn't really make a lot of sense. But,
it's really sad. We actually played some of the 911 tapes a little bit earlier. The first 911 tape when Zimmerman, who was the 28-year-old white man who called the police, we played that, and then we played the one when Trayvon Martin was screaming for his life. It's really sad.
Yes, I can't even bring myself to listen to the tape because.
Yeah. But I'll tell you this. There's a petition online. If you go to change.org and you type in Trayvon Martin, they have this petition put in place, you know, to get so many signatures, and then that way that would possibly push them to arrest him. But as of this morning, there was 430,000 signatures, but I just checked, and now there's 720,645 signatures. So,
wow. Yes, I signed that earlier today. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And like I was just commenting before on my Facebook page about how these celebrities and everybody are rallying for something that's going on in another country. I mean, provide us Africa, and they were going after this Kony guy over there for the injustices that he's doing in his country. But I'm like, where is it when we have injustices right here in America going on and nobody's making a ruckus and, you know, rising up that kind of response to the things that are going on right here in this country? That's a good question.
And I want to ask Gerald Rose. We have Gerald E. Rose on the line. Also, he is actually founder of New Order National Human Rights Organization. Do you want to answer that question for her?
Man, she hit it right on the spot. She hit it right on the spot. I mean, I respect the motherland, Africa and stuff. You know, they're my people. But you're right. When we got our own issues that's going on right in our backyard, and we don't mobilize, assemble, step up, things is going to continue to happen. So I think the people that's over there, they need to redirect their action to Florida. You know, they need to come this way and address this issue because, again, we are a powerful people. You know, we put a lot of money in different communities. If we could just stop for a minute, sit down, and say, you know what? We got a lot of power that's going on in America, and we need to use it the right way. And we don't use it the right way.
You don't.
We don't support our own. You know, I do understand that And when you're dealing with our own people, things can happen. But if we could just start putting money back in our own community, you know, support our own businesses and stuff like that, they're going to pay attention. But they know we're not going to do that. You know, and I'll be honest with you. This white man told me the other day, he said, Mr. Rose, I respect what you do, but you know what? Y'all doing it to yourself now. Y'all going out here killing each other, doing this and doing that. We don't have to do it no more. I was like, whoa, at first I thought about, you know, why he said it, but you know what? He made sense. But now this situation happened, which I am very upset, you all. I am very upset, and this needs to be addressed immediately. But I'm to the point now that we're doing so much stuff to ourselves every
That's
day.
Right.
6 o'clock news, 10 o'clock news, 11
mm-hmm.
o'clock news.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous.
Exactly.
We just upset.
Very true.
Exactly.
You know, that's me. That's why I'm just as upset when racism hits and when we're doing each other. It's on the same level, you all. I'm sorry. That's how I feel what's going on.
I'm with you. I am with you, Gerald. And it, with me, because I hate the "what was me" stories and stuff, you know, stuff like that. And that's so true. We have to really start taking responsibility for what we're doing. And of course, we're thinking of ways to be able to change things. You mentioned, you know, it's time to do something other than marches, and I think that you have some great initiatives as to, like, the things that you mentioned that your company is doing. I think that more people need to do that right now. And just
right.
that, as far as when you say you're going to be having, you know, the teens on the phone and, you know, motivating
right.
them, inspiring them with history and things of that sort, more people need to really think about different alternatives and different ways to be able to fix things.
Right.
Because we have to quit saying, okay, the white man is doing this to us and stuff, and say what you just said, Mr. Rose, and we're doing it to ourselves. So it's a
I understand the overall problem. I know where racism is out there. I went through with my dad growing up. I'm not stupid. It's
right.
just the fact the older I get, and I just don't just jump on anything. It's just the fact, like, you know what? We got some our own problems that's going on right now, you know, and I'm just as frustrated, you know, and just the fact I do get upset when I see, you know, racism take place, but when I see how people do stupid stuff, like a young girl in Toledo go rob a tax place with a curling iron, you know, and I understand it might be something at home or whatever, but you got to crawl before you walk. When I grew up, I had to work at McDonald's.
Right.
I can't just go get this fast money. You know, that because you're eventually going to get caught. My cousin in Detroit, he was the biggest dope dealer in Detroit, making good money. God woke him up. Somebody came by his house, sprayed up his house. He turned his life around. You know, he didn't even graduate from high school. Now he's 44 years old. He's getting his GED. He's preaching right now. He realized that, hey, I was the one that messed up our young people. Now he's giving back. You know what I mean?
Right,
it took
right.
him that many years. The white man
right.
didn't force him to do that. He did his own decision.
Right. Right, yeah, it's crazy. It really is. Hold tight. I want to take one more caller. I'm not for sure they want to speak, but I want to give everybody the opportunity. We got somebody calling in from 980-205. Were you just listening, or did you want to chime in?
Yes, I'd like to speak.
Okay, go ahead. What's your name?
Corey, and I'm calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, how's it going, Corey?
Oh, I'm going just fine. I'm so glad I found this station through Facebook and hearing the young man speaking. I'm glad I found his website. I feel what he's saying about Troy because I, too, was following close but never even heard of his organization, and that just goes to show how information is not being spread through our community of people trying to help each other. But I call in a lot on our local conservative and Republican talk stations around here. And
okay.
I'm only 38. And I try to get them to understand my mentality when it comes to what I'm seeing going on in this world today with my people and with their people.
Mm-hmm.
They make me so upset when they want to reflect back to, oh, you're with Al and Jesse. That was my mother, my grandparents' time.
Right.
I'm like that young man there. Enough with the marching.
Mm-hmm.
Education
right.
is the most powerful tool that we're
yeah.
ever going to have without
That's
beside
right.
these weapons.
Mm-hmm.
These kids cannot go to school and look at a powerful black male figure
and understand the importance of education. But what they're being spoon-fed is these pretty white teachers, these young white teachers, and they're teaching them sexual things through music, through videos, through TV. So our fight is huge. It is huge. So I'm so angry right now because when I did hear that phone call, that 911 call, I turned to my woman, my children, and I told them all, we better get ourselves prepared because if we don't, it is fitting to be hell on earth.
Yes.
It is coming. These people are now upset with Obama. They're talking about gun rights every day on these talk radio shows. They're talking about amendments. And to the brother, I wanted to say these laws they're passing. Now we can't even take video. We can't even take police officers when we know that they're committing a crime. They're passing laws to prevent us from doing this stuff.
Right.
They're coming. So we got to get our heads in the book. And, brother, you was right. The white man is telling you the truth because they also told us they put things in books because they know we won't read.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And it hurts me. I'm only 38. Mm-hmm. My son is 15. They get so upset because I won't let them go to parties. They get so upset because I won't let them go to the grand opening of movies. They get so upset when I want to change their songs on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to tell them, if you don't get love inside this house, you're going to walk right into so much hate out there you just don't understand.
That's true.
You don't understand.
That's true.
And sister, the clothing thing to me is an issue too.
Right.
If we're not willing to boycott these manufacturers, if we're not willing to boycott these productions, we can forget about boycotting the people that's putting them on.
Mm-hmm.
The money is the key.
Right.
And I thank y'all so much for having this. I'm going to be a regular listener, and brother, I'm finna tap into this website you got here because here in North Carolina we need it. I've been looking for these type of programs.
We do travel, so we're not just tied to Atlanta. We're national human rights, so we would love maybe people, you know, possibly start a chapter there. You know, you got to carve before you walk. NAACP, all the organizations just. They wake up one day and just started these chapters, you know. But we're not just going to just start a chapter. We're going to be more grassroots. You know, that's the bottom. You got to be grassroots. Every issue is very important. Every issue.
Right.
Because what happens is if you don't treat it as a serious issue, once it start growing, it's too late. Happened with Troy Davis. Now, and Nicola said earlier this happened with Trayvon Martin. I just heard about this happened back in, I think he said back in what, February, March? Okay, now damage has been done. Now we're going to start assembling. He's dead, so we're going to start assembling all that, but we got to try to get information before it occurs. That's why I use Facebook. I use that to try to get information on. It's very important to look at the time and the date.
Right.
You know, so that's very important. That's why, Carla, I go to your page, I look at stuff. Of course, Tina, she puts out a lot of, you know, stuff dealing with politics. You know, I'm not on here where, you know, young lady said, you know, she having problems with her man and all that. I'm skipping past that. I'm going where, okay, this is going on. This okay, sign this petition, this is going on. That's what social media is a powerful tool right now.
Right,
and we all
it is. Right.
Brothers,
it is.
If I could before I go. Here in my county, I'm going to give you an interesting picture of a powerful when my brother's talking about boycott. I was on my way to pick my son up from practice, and I rode by our local courthouse on the way to pick up my son. There's this older white man, probably in his mid-60s to late 60s, and he has this one piece of cardboard sign, and it read, "A police officer that molests a child should be executed." Now, I froze because I'm saying, did something just happen in my county to where a police officer molested a child and I had to see it by a white man standing on the corner with a sign?
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's powerful. And right. I thank y'all so much for allowing me to talk tonight. And I'm finished listening on the air.
Thank you so much, Corey. If you are streaming live from our EOTMRadio.com page, please go ahead and like that. So pretty little blue Facebook like button. Just click like. That definitely shows your support for our show. Thanks again for chiming in with us. It was really a pleasure to hear you talk tonight. And, of course, Gerald and Tina, it's just always a pleasure to have you guys on. And Tina, I'm definitely praying for your son. Is there any new updates in regards to what's happening with his case?
And thank you so much for having us, Carla. No, he right now we're still at the appeal process, and all of the information has now been given to the attorney, so they're reviewing all of his stuff. They have the transcripts, the discovery, so we're just waiting to see which avenue they're going to take to attack his case at this point.
Okay, so is there any place that our listeners can go find out more information on your son's case? Can you give his name again and maybe any kind of contact information if they're wanting to maybe, you know, join forces with you and help with that?
We as well have a petition site, Justice for James. You can go to that site and sign the petition for him as well. We have a legal fund set up at Any Chase Bank that, you know, helps us to pay for these three new attorneys that we have to fight for his, you know, freedom for the second phase of his life. And either you can go to my Facebook page, Tina Starks on Facebook. You can go to my page and see the YouTube video that we have out concerning, you know, his case. Or
okay.
You can go to Facebook as well and like Free James Glover on Facebook. And that's pretty much what we have going on for him right now. These new attorneys, the old attorney, initially wanted a site to where we could have put all of his legal documents on this site. But, you know, like I said, I've since fired him and have three new attorneys, and I'm not sure if that's what they're willing to do. So, you know, we had to omit that. But for right now, you know, that's all we have is just, you know, the actual video of me speaking about, you know, his case. And, you know, and just you know, look daily, you know, stay on my Facebook page because this week alone I've done 5 radio interviews. So I've been very, very busy. So, you know, you can follow me that way to, you know, to listen to his story, you know, on multiple radio stations I've been on.
Right.
And
awesome.
I have to say, Carla, that Tina is really, you know, you got some people that lost their sons and stuff, and I could honestly say that since I met with Tina and things, she's been on the grind, you know, and I know her son is very proud of his mother. You know, she go down there and visit her son every weekend, every Sunday. You know, to go see her son, and she's out here fighting. Sometimes I don't even know what's going on. You know,
right,
she tells me,
right.
"Hey, I got a radio interview." You know, "Hey, you wasn't on the radio." So sometimes she was like basically saying that she loved her son. She know that he's innocent. You know, and I'm going to be there to the end. You know, and she's not just wasting her time getting the story out. So we want to thank you, Carla, for giving her and us the opportunity to get the real story out there. You know,
yes, sir. No problem.
Anytime
you guys, you know, have something, definitely, you know, how to get in contact with me. Arteria, are you still here? Did you have any questions or did you want to comment before we close out?
Yes, I just, I think the lady before was talking about a legal fund. I think that we need to try to start doing that more in our communities. So many times I think we end up with these problems because police or law enforcement know that we a lot of us can't afford to pursue civil litigation matters or criminal cases and appeal them to where they need to be appealed. And if we can come together through some kind of nonprofit organization or something where we can set up legal funds that can help subsidize some of these cases, I'm not too familiar on what happened in the lady's case that was just previously speaking. But I think that's a good step in the right direction in trying to get change, real change to come about, is just
right.
really pulling our community together and really focusing on addressing these things from a legal standpoint and putting the money behind it to make change through the legal system because,
right.
I mean, it's just very backwards and messed up. And until we just really take a stand and do what we need to do and pursue what we need to pursue. We need to file complaints. Even when we get stopped for racial profiling, I can't tell you how many times my brother has been driving through Beverly Hills or West Hollywood and they've just been stopped. Oh, where's the dope? And what? They haven't done anything wrong, and you're stopping them and harassing them like this, and then that's how that ends up in a situation where somebody is getting shot or harmed by the police.
Right.
And they can do that because they know we need to file complaints. We need to file personnel complaints. Even if they don't listen to you or if they reject it, you still got to file it and document it because they can't keep just putting the stuff under the rug if there's a paper trail. And that's what we just need to do.
Hey, Carla.
Yes, sir.
You know how long it takes for investigation to go on? You know how we wait. You know what the state of Florida should do? If I was living in Florida, I'm putting this on my Facebook right now. We should boycott that state until this investigation is over with, because I'm telling you, they're going to drag this out. This is going to drag out just the fact that they want us to just hush, hush, hush. And I know the FBI, but we need to take a stand now and be some kind of effect while the investigation is going on now. You know what I mean? So it's something we need to do now, how we can, like, man, these folks are serious in a nonviolent way. I ain't talking about go down there and riot and tear up your own neighborhood like we did with Rodney King. You know when we have riots, we tear up our own neighborhood. They don't go in the suburbs and do that. So we need to do something, and my mind is one, I'm putting it on Facebook, we need to do something. How we can be affected now is affecting their money temporary.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, hey, that's a good idea. I want to, I know that Arteria Clark, who was just speaking, she's an attorney out of the Los Angeles area. So, Arteria, I don't know if you want to share your information, because I'm sure, I don't know what kind of law you practice, but if you can share your contact information just in case someone, you know, needs your services.
Yes, you can find me most readily on Facebook at Arteria's Law Firm. My name is spelled A as in Apple, T as in Tom, Y-R-I-A. And also my phone number, you can reach me toll-free at 866-347-9247 or send me an email at communitylawfirm@gmail.com. And I practice mostly, right now I'm doing a lot of tax work. I've done a lot of immigration. I'm getting into a lot of criminal defense, and I'm really learning a lot about civil rights litigation and constitutional law. Definitely please feel free to contact me. Again, communitylawfirm@gmail.com, or you can call me toll-free, 866-347-9247.
Thank you so much. Thanks for chiming in. Arteria, of course, Tina Stark, thank you so much. Gerald Rose, thank you so much. You guys have definitely contributed to the show tonight. I really appreciate your time. And that's our time, everybody. But before you exit our radio page, I want to ask you to do a couple things. Number one, definitely follow me on Twitter, okay? EOTMPR, EOTMPR. Follow me on Twitter, y'all. Appreciate it, and I will follow back. And also, in regards to the young man, Trayvon Martin, make sure you go to change.org, sign that petition to have George Zimmerman arrested. That's our time, y'all. Peace and blessings. Until next time.
EOTM. Got it going on. There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the BJs. They can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM.
EOTMRadio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM. Got it going.
I can't.